Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, an extraordinary meeting was held last Tuesday evening about the future of Petersfield Festival Hall. A torchlit tennis marathon was held all in aid of new floodlights for the club. A local artist is exhibiting works at Gallery No. 30, and we've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
James Cleverly claims his parliamentary aide described the Rwanda policy as crap for dramatic effect. The Home Secretary insists James Sunderland is supportive of the policy, but was making a point to grab the attention of his audience. Speaking on the BBC's Sunday with Laura Koonsberg programme, Mr Cleverly agreed with what some of his colleagues said.
Whilst the opening words were clearly designed to shock and grab the attention of the audience, the point he made was absolutely right in the latter part of the quote, which is the effect, the deterrent effect on the people smuggling gangs and the people they're trying to make money from is what we are seeking to achieve.
Manchester Airport's managing director, Chris Woodroof, has apologised after a major power cut caused huge queues and disruption to baggage processing. In a social media post, the airport said no flights will be departing from Terminals 1 and 2 until further notice. A fundraiser has been set up by the last person to speak to Jay Slater, the British teenager who went missing during a holiday in Tenerife. The GoFundMe, created by Lucy Law to get Jay Slater home, had exceeded its target of £30,000 by Sunday evening. 19-year-old Jay Slater hasn't been seen for almost a week. The incoming government is being urged to do more to boost diversity in the music industry. Research has found there are fewer women in senior roles than in mid and entry-level jobs. UK Music Diversity Task Force Chairman Amo Talwa says there's still work to be done.
We're a great island in terms of the diversity of music. We invent genres, and that inventing of genres is primarily through the diversity of people and immigration.
And highs of 31 degrees have been forecast for this week as temperatures across the UK continue to rise. A yellow heat health alert has been issued for most of England, with all but the northeast included in the warning. The alert will come into force from Monday morning and remain in place until Thursday afternoon. From Radio News Hub, I'm Grace McIntyre.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. An extraordinary meeting was held last Tuesday about the future of Petersfield Festival Hall. Notice was given by the Town Council's consultants for the Council Chamber project. The contractors that had been appointed were in the process of ceasing to trade. Councillors approved that the project should still go ahead and go out to tender. We asked about whether the council has the skills to make the Festival Hall project work. Councillor Chris Page spoke to Petersfield Shine Radio.
Talk for myself, yes, I'm not an architect. I don't do renovations, I'm an IT engineer. We do have a project manager. That's his role, to deal with the projects that
so
the council
is
runs.
Is he a separate consultant then?
No, so our projects manager in the town council is he's a town council employee, he's one of our senior officers. But until we get a decision on the planning application, we're not going to spend money hiring a consultant to project manage when we have no planning. It would be silly if it got refused, and then we've paid money out for no reason.
You can hear the full interview at shineradio.uk. A torchlit tennis marathon was held all in aid of new floodlights for the club. Ben Marshall undertook a 12-hour marathon to help raise funds for his tennis club. It was held last Saturday and yesterday morning when the sun went down. It was completed with only a head torch during the night. To replace the floodlights will cost over £10,000, so this is part of a wider fundraising project. We hear from Ben before he started his 12-hour marathon.
It's all about raising money for our floodlights. Our floodlights are old and need replacing with energy efficient LED lights. So I'm going to play non-stop for 12 hours through the night. Fortunately, it's the longest day of the year, or the day after the longest day of the year, so we've got lots of natural light until about 10 o'clock, and then the torch lights will come on, the head torch, a light by the next, by the side of the court, and hopefully we'll make it make tennis happen in the middle of the night. Obviously, it's great in the summer. We can play late into the night without lights, but in the winter, 4 o'clock onwards, you need lights. Club has been here for 50 years. We want to make sure it's in a good place to be here for the next 50 years.
A local artist is exhibiting works at Gallery Number 30. Petersfield's Catherine Ellis Blandford is exhibiting a number of works at Gallery Number 30 on Petersfield High Street until the 6th of July. She told us about her work and inspirations.
The exhibition at Gallery 30 started a couple of days ago and it's on for another 2 weeks from now. It's quite a broad selection of some of my work, but I didn't start painting until my daughter was born. I've suffered with my mental health since my teens, and being creative and painting or drawing is something that really I find therapeutic, and a lot of my artwork comes out at different times, maybe when I'm feeling low or when I'm feeling high, when I'm feeling in a funny mood, if I'm in a comical mood. Hopefully that comes out a bit in my paintings.
We've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 2, 8, 9, 8, 5 and 5. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit. Petersfield Musical Festival, Dementia Friendly Hampshire and Petersfield Community Centre. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Getting hotter today across the Petersphere. Expect sun and clouds in the morning, but hopefully the clouds will move on for the rest of the day. Winds are light and from the south, and temperatures will rise to 24 degrees. High tide today in Portsmouth will be at 2:05 p.m. at 4.47 metres. Low tide tonight at 7:17 p.m. Then the golden sun sets behind the pink sky at just after 9:20, with a warm and clear night to follow. And the outlook for Tuesday in Petersfield? Even warmer and humid, with more clouds than today. Have a good day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
8. Winchester Road in Langwish has multiple lights in place today, so delays are expected. Greenway Lane in Berriton, the work continues there. And North Lane is also closed with a diversion in place. Lane and slipway closures on the A3 are back in force tonight. That's from 9 p.m. But that's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.